Lecture 14. The Acadians.
In the previous lecture, we examined the exceptional discovery of the Royal Cemetery at Ur and considered how the ruling elite expressed their power in funeral rituals. We discussed the lavish grave goods, including jewelry, musical instruments, cups of gold and silver that comforted the dead rulers. And human sacrifice was also attested in the royal burials. This unparalleled ritual demonstrates a ruler's control over the life and death of his or her people, but so far is limited to the late early dynastic period, and may have had a specific social, political, or economic purpose that did not occur again. In this lecture, we move from the kings of cities to the first ruler who could legitimately claim his mastery over both northern and southern Mesopotamia. The rise of Sargon, who ruled from 2334 to 2279 BC, shows the dominance of northern Mesopotamia, or Akkad, over Sumer in the south, which has been the focus of most of our discussions so far. It also shows the beginning of a new dynasty. While we have some contemporary sources for Sargon's rule, the majority of our sources were written much later, when Sargon had become a legendary figure worthy of emulation. These later sources claim to be copies of the original texts inscribed on Akkadian monuments, but it is likely that later rulers embellished the accounts to serve their own purposes. Perhaps they too were trying to control both the north and south, and they wanted some precedent, historical precedent, to justify their claim. So they would focus on Sargon and make his rule seem even more powerful than it might have been. Even the art of Sargon and some of his Akkadian successors was found not in Akkad, where it was originally displayed, but in Iran, where an Elamite king had them transported to his palace in the 12th century BC to be displayed as spoils of war after he had invaded southern Mesopotamia. So he took the objects back to enjoy looking at in his own palace. It is a challenge to sort out the facts of Sargon's rule from these anachronistic sources, but they attest to the lingering influence of this era in Mesopotamian history. One of the most striking stories about Sargon's early life is his birth legend, which is reported in an 8th century BC Neo-Assyrian source. The legend reports that Sargon was the son of a priestess and some unknown father. The father is never mentioned in any versions of this story. The story claims, "My mother was a high priestess. I did not know my father. My mother conceived me. She bore me in secret. She placed me in a reed basket. She sealed my hatch with pitch. She left me to the river. The river carried me off. It brought me to Aki, drawer of water. Aki then had Sargon work in an orchard. It was presumably a royal orchard because Sargon comes into contact with the king. We'll get to that in just a moment. The Sumerian king list records Sargon's birth as well, describing him in different versions as the son of a gardener or as the cupbearer of the king of Kish, Urzababa. It is certain that Sargon overthrew and probably assassinated Urzababa to take the throne of Kish and from there expanded his rule. These early stories may seem somewhat familiar to you, especially the story of the baby found in a reed basket and floated along the river. Sargon's story, even if it is a later version, would have appeared before the legend of Moses, recorded in the Old Testament, but it shows the importance of the rivers both in Mesopotamia and also in the Nile.